Reporters miss him already. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. 3 days since the election, no sign of the old Donald Trump. He spent close to an hour and a half in his first meeting with the president. And afterwards,
Mr. President, it was a great honor being with you, and I look forward to being with you many, many more times in the future. Thank you, sir.
Completely respectful, almost in awe. And yet around the country, demonstrators were having trouble shaking off the images of the old Donald Trump. So was Senator Elizabeth Warren, the woman he nicknamed Pocahontas.
When his goal is to increase the economic security of middle-class families, then count me in.
But
rebuilding our economy does not mean crippling our economy by rounding up and deporting millions of our co-workers and our neighbors.
The old Trump did say plenty of scary things about rounding up people and even locking up his opponent, but would he really want to behave that way as president? Obviously, he's an intense competitor. But even the angry football coach, who spends the whole game yelling at the referees, has a big smile on his face when he wins, right? But Dave, you say there's absolutely nothing to prevent him from going back to his old self. Well, we still have the constitutional checks and balances, but I also think that in Trump's case, there's an additional check and balance. I'm going to go out on a limb and guess that hidden somewhere are probably more compromising recordings of Donald Trump than of any president since Nixon, which means he'll want to become as beloved as possible as soon as possible before any of that comes out. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.